yeah, I'll be up, hey. Yeah, from freedom, I will wheeze, eh.
I'm in the mix.
Heavy sounds in the building.
What's the thing?
Oh, no. My fear from people, hey. All we need is our freedom. We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We need our freedom. All we need is our freedom. We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We want our freedom.
Give us your pride, 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 give us your pride hold on. I wait as they fight from the go, but they no be succeeded. And now is our time to make it right, cause this is our right. Hey. Ojukwu was a freedom fighter. My fear from people, let's come together.
Yes, a brand new day, the day that God Almighty Himself have made or has made. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. This is the news hour for the 3rd of November 2014. And we are welcoming you live from London. My name is Uche Mefo.
We need our freedom.
Them no one let us go. They kill our people, over 2 million dead. Oh, them done it to them again. Them come our village, kill my people.
And this is a special dedication to all indigenous citizens of Biafra, to all men and women of good will, to all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world, to you all indigenous citizens of Biafra who have been very assiduously dedicating themselves to the quest for the restoration of Biafra. We thank you and we welcome you to this program. We welcome all others, even detractors, even enemies of Biafra Restoration Project, even enemies of Radio Biafra, even those who do not want us to move an inch, those witches and wizards from within the wider Biafra family. You are welcome to this program. This is a no-hold-barred platform upon which we lay the truth by, upon which we continue to deliberate on the issues affecting the lives of ordinary citizens of Biafra, wherever they are on this planet Earth. And as always, we have a dedicated website through which you can listen to this program, and these are the www.radiobiafra.co. This is our main website. If anything fails, please go to www.biafrarestoration.com or www.biafravoice.com or www.ipob.org or www.ipob.co. We are also available at www.peopleofbiafra.org and www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If you go to these websites, you will be able to get this live broadcast. We are also at www.biafratv.co and www.biafratelevision.co. If you go to all these websites, you will be able to Get Radio Biafra live broadcast as we are on now. This is live. This is not recorded. You can also get this live broadcast on TuneIn. TuneIn remains the most reliable and efficient platform for the collection of all efficient and effective radio stations across the globe. And Radio Biafra is there. If you go there, depending on the device you're using, if you are using a mobile phone, the best thing for you is to download the app and then search for Radio Biafra. If you are using a PC, simply go to TuneIn platform and open the website and search for Radio Biafra, and of course you will be live on this program. This is once again your platform, and we are welcoming you.
We want our freedom. We need our freedom. All we need is our freedom. We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We want our freedom. We want to go. May them leave us alone. Them things will let us go. We say we won't go. May them let us go. Them no one let us go. They kill our people. Over 3 million dead. Oh, them done they do them again. Them come our village. Kill my people. Put inside water. See that kind matter. We said no. One and God for so long. People living in pain. Said no. To one Nigeria, it's better if we go our way. Oh, I talk what I feel it too. I am pretty one. I talk what goes, but we take what to the task. Oh, we move your friends in the way they went. I'm getting out of here. Okwa Biafra, Okwa, Okwa Biafra, Okwa Biafra.
Yes, Onyeku Vekle, this is the platform for all indigenous citizens of Biafra, wherever you are. And if you want to make any contribution when the lines are open, we still have a dedicated platform to channels to which you can do this. We are making available 2 phone lines. These are +447448109411 +447448109411 or +447440531583 +447440531583 You are, of course, also can call our Skype line. The Skype line we are using this evening for this program is Radio Biafra 1, Radio Biafra, and you put the number 1 in front of it. Once again, this is your platform. As we continue to gather momentum, we ask you to tell your friends and family members, even enemies of Biafra, that Radio Biafra is on, and there is nothing that cannot be discussed as long as it is in accordance with the topic we are discussing. This is Radio Biafra.
We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We want our freedom.
Tired of oppression, killing and destruction in this nation, hold on. Our leaders they fight long ago, but they no place succeeded. And now is our time to make it right, cause this is our right. Hey. Ojukwu was a freedom fighter. My Biafra people, let's come together, yeah, and fight for our rights, fight for our rights, fight for our freedom, freedom. We want the peaceful nation, peaceful nation, yeah. Biafra, don't know.
All we need is our freedom.
won't let us go. They kill our people, go back to rebellion dead. Oh, them done they do them again. Them come our village, kill my people, food inside water. See that kind matter. We said no. For so long, people living in pain. Said no. To poor Nigeria, it's better if we go our way. Oh, I talk what I feel it too.
Yes, and on this program this evening, I am joined by Barrister Imam Mezu, the eminent barrister at law, and Mazi Obiema Ebere from Sweden, and Mazi Imam Adawiti from Biafra land. But he is presently in the heart of darkness, Lagos, Nigeria, and we are going to together do justice to this evening's edition of the program. And we are also expecting eminent Biafrans from different parts of the world to join this program to make it a worldwide one. Above all, we dedicate this to the memories of our heroes and heroines who pay the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. And we also invite God Almighty, the author and finisher of our faith and this project, to come and take charge and control. And we ask him never to keep silent over things that concern us, and to continue to pursue our enemies, both those who are within and outside. This is your platform once more, and shortly we'll be going to the panelists and those who I am co-hosting this program with this evening to say hello to you.
We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We need our freedom. All we need is our freedom. We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We want our freedom.
And without wasting much time, I will now go to Barrister Imam Mezu to say hello to you. Barrister, I don't know whether you're hearing me. If you are, please say hello to our listeners and indigenous citizens of Biafra, please. Barrister, are you hearing me? Yes, but your voice is a bit faint. Go ahead, please. Let's see.
Yeah, please try to see if you can change my line so that we can not repeat of yesterday. If the baseline is a bit up and down. But if my voice is clear, then I can proceed.
Barrister, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, dear friends. Wherever you are, in the morning, the afternoon, we come to you. AMPM, this is our PM edition. We thank you. Dear friends, I know that all of you are expecting us at 7 o'clock, but Uchemefo has his own style of doing things. He plays music to make you happy, and he regulates his own timing. And that is what you have to cope and live with, because once he is on the table, he extends the time for you. He doesn't give just 2 hours or 3 hours. He gives you more than you are requiring. That's Uchemefo for you. I greet all of you, and I thank you for your listenership. Wherever you are, it's listening for South. We are a group of us this evening to give you the program we have this evening, of course, to ask you to join us, bring your idea. And each time we say to you here on Radio Biafra, it's just for the restoration of Biafra. One station agenda, how to bring about Biafra restoration. We don't have any other agenda at all but to go back home. Certainly, Biafra has to be restored. We have no other options. We have no other country or nation, if you like. The only place we have is Biafra. Let me take this opportunity to also make an amendment here, or correction, if you like. Because my brother, and an in-law to me, that is Clifford Iwanya, I did not in any way offend him yesterday. I was not making a general statement, because most of the time, the director brings idea how Biafra supposed to be. he'll be giving out information to the zoo. And I'll caution Director Nnamdi, please withhold whatever suggestions you have, because the people in the zoo cannot buy our brains. They cannot use our brains. And that was exactly what I was trying to say yesterday. So, my brother, do not try it offensive, because we are working together. And in Biafra, we stand. Everything we do, they are already Biafra, as which in the form we put it. We lay everything bare. We don't hide whatever we tell our people, we are already Biafra. Therefore, our consciences are clear. We say it the way it is. If there is any way or the other we offend anybody, we are not meant to do so. All we do already Biafra is to deliver to you about the restoration of Biafra. So nobody should be offended or be upset. When we talk here already Biafra, it is for the goodness of Biafra. We don't have any private agenda apart from restoring Biafra. Good evening to all of you. UTMFO, you take over. Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister, for that. That was the voice of the eminent barrister, Lord Barrister Imam Mezu. And we will now go to Mazi Imam Madabuti from Biafra Land, and who is presently in the heart of darkness, Lagos, at the moment. Mazi Imam, are you hearing me, please?
Yes, Uche, I can hear you loud and clear. Do not know whether you are hearing me.
Yes, go ahead. Your voice is as loud as anything, as anything you can think of. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yes, well done. Thank you, fellow Biafrans. Thank you the way you have been urging us on. Thank you the way you have been encouraging us. We welcome you once again wherever you are. From every part of the globe, every part of the world, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, we welcome you. We thank you as you listen to us today, because we have come once again to continue to clear away the accumulated lies and deceits piled upon our people's minds, with which Nigerians have continued to keep them from the truth, to keep us from the truth, to continue to confuse our minds. Thank you and welcome once again. We will continue to do what we are doing. Thank you very much. My name is Imam Madrabuchi. I come from Uvim, in the Sweetwater local government of what is today Abia State in Biafra Land. So, our own assurance to you is that we will never give up. 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 Let them throw anything they have, everything they have at us. Let them persecute us. Let them try to frustrate us. Let them try to jam our broadcast. Let them try to bring down. Let them attack our website. We will not give up, because we know that to give up is death. And to continue to struggle is life. There is no way we can give up. We can give up when we know that we are in the light. We cannot give up to darkness. Let them try. Welcome once again, and thank you. Thank you, Chenefo.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brother Muhammad Abuchi. Thank you. Of course, we'll be coming to you from time to time. And now let us go to Mazi Ubioma Barrett to... I'll say hello to Biafrans all over the world and friends of Biafra.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good evening, wonderful people of Biafra from Sweden. My name is Obioma Nnamdi Ebere. I'm from Saupu in Obiungwa, in Biafra land. I reside presently in Sweden. Welcoming Obioma. Every corner of the world, welcome to tonight's broadcast, and I wish you all the best as you hear the truth that comes from this radio station. Thank you, and stay tuned. Thank you, Jay.
Yes, thank you very much, Mazi Obioma Ebere. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this is the PM edition for for the 3rd of November 2014. We are glad we are here today. We welcome you once again. In the news, of course, we will be very brief because we don't have so much in the news. A lot of things happening there concerning the Arewa Republic. And of course, other things that are not directly related to Biafrans, but we will try and do something in that direction. The main issue we'll be discussing today is concerning what is going on within the wider Biafra family and how we are going to make headway. We will welcome suggestions, constructive suggestions, of course, not destructive ones, because if it is destructive, we will be forced to intervene. This is a 2 hour or thereabout program, and so we cannot afford to waste time. We will now go into the news and of course give you the headlines. We are reporting that I think there is
tired of destruction, tired of this killing in this nation. Oh Lord, we tired of oppression, killing and destruction in this nation. Oh Lord, our leaders say fight long ago, but they no be succeeded. And now is our time to make it right, cause this is our right. Hey. Oh, Chukwue was a freedom fighter. My Biafra people, let's come together, yeah, and fight for our rights,
fight for our rights,
fight for our freedom,
freedom.
We want a peaceful nation,
peaceful nation,
yeah.
Biafras, oh no,
all we need is our freedom. We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We need our freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
All we need is our freedom. We want our freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
We want our freedom. We want our freedom.
We want to go. May them leave us alone. Them no go let us go. We say we won't go. May them let us go. Them no one let us go. They kill our people. Over 3 million dead. Oh, them done the 2 of them again. Them come our village. Kill my people. Food inside water. See that kind matter. We said no, no. One and done for so long. People living in pain. Said no. To one Nigeria. It's better if we go our way. I am pretty one. I drop back both, but we equal to the task. Oh, we move your friends in the way they wait. I'm getting out of your head.
Okwa Biafra, Okwa, Okwa Biafra, Okwa Biafra, Okwa, Okwa Biafra, Okwa Biafra, Okwa, Okwa Biafra,
Okwa Biafra,
Okwa
Biafra, Okwa Biafra,
Okwa Biafra,
Okwa Biafra,
Okwa Biafra, Okwa Biafra, Okwa
Biafra,
Okwa Biafra,
Okwa Biafra, Okwa Biafra, Okwa
Biafra, Okwa Biafra,
Okwa
Biafra, Okwa Biafra, Okwa
Biafra, Okwa Biafra, Okwa Biafra, Okwa
Biafra, Okwa Biafra, Okwa Biafra, Okwa
Biafra, Okwa Biafra,
Okwa Biafra, Okwa Biafra, Okwa Biafra,
yeah,
we want our freedom.
No, 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 no.
All we need is our freedom.
Give us freedom.
We need our freedom.
What we want is our freedom.
We want our freedom.
Give us freedom.
We need our freedom.
What we want is our freedom.
All we need is our freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
We need our freedom.
Give us freedom.
We want our freedom.
Destruction, tired of this killing in this nation.
oh Lord. We're tired of oppression, killing and destruction in this nation, oh Lord. Our leaders, they fight long ago, but they know peace succeeded. And now is our time to make it right, cause this is our right. Ojukwu was a freedom fighter. My Biafra people, let's come together, yeah, and fight for our rights,
fight for our rights,
fight for our freedom,
freedom.
We want the peaceful nation,
peaceful nation,
yeah.
Biafra, oh no,
all we need is our freedom. We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We need our freedom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All we need.
So welcome back. This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. We needed to make sure that one or two things are working effectively. We are reporting that Atiku Abubakar, one of the arch supporters of Boko Haram, has begged the international community to redouble efforts with respect to Boko Haram insurgency.
Them come our village, kill my people, put inside water. See that kind matter, we said no, 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 no.
And we are also reporting that bomb blast victims have protested in Abuja, the heart of the zoo called Nigeria. And we are also reporting that the Christian Association of Nigeria has told the National Security Advisor and Defense Minister to resign over Boko Haram. And finally, we'll be discussing a number of things within the wider Biafra family, including development so far and the lessons we have to learn from it, that the quest for the restoration of Biafra Restoration Project is a project ordained by God Almighty, not by human beings. The people you see around this project are the people who are doing things for Biafra. It will be you, it might be you, it might be any other person. If you see people doing one or two things, they are doing that not by themselves, but they are called to do that. And every support should be given to them in order to deliver. Otherwise, it will be chaotic. Nobody will be immune from any calamity that befalls indigenous citizens of Biafra. Nobody will be spared. So for people who are spoiling for war and things like that, you must have to advise yourself that if you start any commotion, if you start any problems, you will not go unscathed. You will be affected as well, because this is a project that is a people-oriented one. And then if it fails, it will affect everybody. We need to learn our lessons. A lot of people are seeing what is happening. And so the best thing is for us to advise ourselves accordingly and to apply ourselves as sincerely as possible. We need not be perfect. We are not perfect because we are human beings, but we must be sincere and apply ourselves as much as we can and as sincerely as possible towards the quest for the restoration of Biafra. Above all, we must continue to make personal and collective sacrifices, both physically and otherwise, both financially and otherwise, because in the history of liberation struggle, financing is synonymous with success of any liberation movement. And so we want to also make it categorically clear here that we are not appeasers, we are freedom fighters. A lot of people might be saying whatever they are saying. We do not intend, and we are not contemplating, negotiating, or aligning ourselves with anybody or group of people who are Nigerian apologists, who are thinking, oh, let us just do this just in case we don't know what will happen. We do not have that kind of ambivalence in our mind. We do not have that kind of prevarication. We don't apply ourselves to it. We are focused. We have a cause we are pursuing. That cause is Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. It is Biafra restoration until this project is seen to its logical conclusion. And make no mistake about it, we will not allow this, the heart of this project, to see corruption. And we enjoin every Biafrans, wherever they are, to guard this project jealously and to defend it with their might. Because in the history of Biafrans, this is for the first time after several decades when everybody is challenged in the real, in real terms, unless you don't want to tell yourself the truth. Everybody is challenged from head to toe. And so we must learn our lessons, and we must apply ourselves. We must rededicate and redirect effort towards one goal: Biafra restoration. Once again, welcome to this program. We will now read the news in full, and then after that we will go into analysis. We are reporting that the former vice president of the zoo called Nigeria, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, today made a passionate plea to the international community to come to the aid of Nigeria and help it tackle Boko Haram insurgency. The APC presidential hopeful, who described Boko Haram insurgency as a disaster of unimaginable proportion, spoke at a press conference in Abuja, where he called on nations with better tactics in fighting terrorism to double their commitment to Nigeria's fight against a Boko Haram insurgents. Atiku, who hails from Adamawa State, said he feels so emotional at the plight of his people, who are unable to defend themselves in the face of inability of the defense forces to stop the insurgents. He blamed the problem on the leadership. "It is with deep regret that I came to learn that Mubi, which is one of the largest towns in Adamawa State of northeastern Nigeria, has been taken by the terrorist group commonly known as Boko Haram. As you may know, in recent weeks and months, Mubi has been a town to which displaced persons from further north have fled for safety after their communities fell to Boko Haram. As I speak, the inhabitants of Mubi, together with those who went there for safety, find themselves at the mercy of this terrorist group. I am a Nigerian. I believe in the integrity of Nigeria as a whole, and every part of this country matters to me. But I was born and bred in the Northeast, so please excuse me if I should say a few words about the part of the country where I am from, about what the people from the Northeast of Nigeria have had to suffer far too long. Things should never have got to this stage. Thousands of Nigerians have had to flee their homes. Their houses and farms have been destroyed. They do not know where to go or how to restart their lives. That is the degree to which we have come in this country. I say this with reluctance and with shame. The situation in which we find ourselves today is grave. Much of Borno and the north of Adamawa and Yobe State is already at the mercy of the terrorists. It started a few months ago with Bama, which is nearly 400 kilometers from Yola, capital of Adamawa State. And it is very, very instructive and pathetic that Atiku Abubakar will feign ignorance of what is happening as regards Boko Haram, because they have all the money, they have all the wherewithal at their disposal to make sure that these people who are on rampage are brought to under control. Atiku Abubakar belongs to the political class in northern part of the zoo called Nigeria, and they know what they are doing. Why is it that commanders of Nigerian army from the northern Hausa Fulani extraction always abandon the war front whenever they meet Boko Haram, or even tell those under them not to shoot, and then Boko Haram will come and overrun? We have said this time with our numbers that Boko Haram has sizable or substantial membership within Nigerian military. Nigerian government has also admitted that, and we are seeing it, and it is playing out, that the northern Hausa Fulani army officials or army officers in Nigerian military are pro Boko Haram. They are Boko Haram apologists. And so the people who are actually fighting are people from the old eastern region. They are fighting to keep Nigeria one. And it is pathetic. Our people in Adamawa State may have been bombed out of extinction. We have not heard any stories, but one or two people who are bearing Biafra name have come and said that it is terrible where they are. We continue to enjoin our people to leave that place, because that place is not for us. It is not for us. We continue. Victims of various bomb blasts and attacks around the Federal Capital Territory, Abuja, on Monday protested alleged negligence by the federal government. They also claimed abandonment in various hospitals, as well as failure to offset the bills that had accrued in the course of their treatment. Among the incidents that affected them are the dual bomb blast in Yaya in April and others in Suleja, Niger State, as well as Emma Plaza in Wuse Zone 2, Abuja. The victims converged at the Millennium Park Fountain, venue of the Bring Back Our Girls demonstration. It is also very instructive that although the Nigerian government is doing nothing, the Northern Hausa Fulani politicians are keen on using this in order to attract sentiment to themselves, to attract support to themselves. We also are asking, where are the victims of this bomb blast from Biafra land? Nobody can tell, because our politicians, the so-called politicians from Biafra land, are not interested. They are rather fighting or looking for their personal contracts. It is very unfortunate. We are also reporting that in the face of the unrelenting onslaught by Boko Haram in its murderous campaign in the northeast part of the country, the Christian Association of Nigeria has expressed strong misgivings over the lackluster performance of the Minister of Defense, Lieutenant General Aliyu Guzo, and National Security Advisor Colonel Sambo Dasuki, two key officials of the federal government entrusted with the mandate to rein in the insurgents. In a statement signed by the General Secretary of CAN, the umbrella body of Christians in the country, Reverend Musa Asake, challenged the federal government to justify why both Guzo and Dasuki are still retaining their positions in spite of their abysmal failure in executing the mandate handed to them, and wondered why the government had been quick to sack the late General Oweye Azazi as NSA. can in its statement maintain that the recent happenings in the northeast part of the country had avidly confirmed its position all along that the Islamic group has no other mission than to annihilate all Christians in the region and install the Islamic regime. According to the Khan scribe, the federal government should do well to explain to the nation the sins committed by Azazi, who was summarily dismissed in June 2012. Was he sacked because of his Christian religion or to satisfy the cravings of his Muslim counterparts? He asked. Azaki argued that President Goodluck Jonathan appointed a Muslim, Colonel Sambo Dasuki, to replace General Azazi, who was a Christian, and later appointed another Muslim, General Aliu Guzo, as defense minister, with a pledge to deal ruthlessly with the Boko Haram terrorists. The major task handed down to Colonel Dasuki and General Guzo is to tackle Boko Haram insurgency, which was already threatening to spread to other regions of the country. But the question on the lips of every Nigerian Christian today is, what changes have these two military tacticians brought to bear since they were appointed? What is the wisdom of entrusting the nation's security in the hands of two relations from the Northwest? Why have these relations from Sokoto and Zamfara states not changed their tactics in accordance with the personal or presidential mandate given to them to root out the insurgents in the Northeast geopolitical zone? Is this a game plan to eliminate people in that region and put them in perpetual subjugation? I cannot continue on this, but one thing is clear here, that Boko Haram, of course, has the blessings of the northern politicians, and that they are shielding them, including the Sultan of Sokoto. And we want to reiterate once more that the quest for restoration of Biafra cannot be any better. The making of the case for the restoration of Biafra cannot be any better or cannot be any important, because we are faced with a dire situation where we do not have anybody to represent us or fight for us. And so the indigenous people of Biafra, of course, must take their future into their hands. We must apply every arsenal at our disposal. What we are doing here is to arouse the consciousness of our people to a level that they will recognize the fact that actually, if we don't do anything in practical terms, we are likely to be extinct in the next couple of decades. This is Radio Biafra, and this is the PM edition. I will now go to the line. It appears Barrister Mezu is off. I will go to Imam Madabuchi to give us his perspective. And if he has anything else to tell us, we will be glad. Emma, are you listening? Are you getting me? Something is happening there. Hello, Emma, are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Yes, thank you very much. Can you give us your opinion on the issues and, of course, any other thing from where you are?
Okay. I want to start from the last. Okay, I want to start from Abubakar, Atiku Abubakar, the former vice president of the Zoo, Nigeria. That he made a passionate plea to the international community to help the country. And I asked him to help the country in what way? To help the country. What way does he want them to help the country? He want them to bring money for them to come and squander. Does it mean that he and people like him do not know where the problem is coming from? They all know it has all been planned that Islam should take over the whole of Africa, especially places like my dear Biafra land, where Islam has not taken over. And even as they are fighting in Adamawa, and he's saying they should help them, we know that where they have their sites is in my land. They want to force us to become Muslims. They want to introduce their Sharia in our land and force us to practice Sharia in our own land. This is why it becomes funny, and you find it funny that some people will dare to say that we, those of us fighting for our freedom, are terrorists. I usually wave it off, knowing that it is just defense mechanism. Attack, the best form of defense. That is what they do. That's why I wave it off. Do I cover my face? Do I hide who I am? Is what I'm saying against international rules and regulations? Does anybody say that somebody who is held under bondage should not ask people to leave him alone? What am I doing that is wrong that makes me a terrorist? Because I say that Nigeria has occupied my land by force of arms, which was completely attained by 1970. They occupied our land, and I'm saying that they should give us space. That makes me a terrorist. So I don't mind them. I know they just attack the best form of defense, because they know that what they are doing to us is wrong. They know that what we are fighting for is right, and therefore they want to bring that to keep us, to put us on the defensive. But we will not be on the defensive. We will continue to tell them, we will continue to tell our people, we will continue to tell the world that we are standing on our rights, that we are a people that desire and that want our freedom. We want out of Nigeria. They have asked us why, and we have told them several times. We have given them loads and loads of reasons why we want out. But then ask them, why do they want us to remain here? They don't have anything to tell you. Hey, we are one. We are one. How are we one? What makes us one? Because one European came here and forced me to be called Nigeria, gave me a name like a dog. And you want me to answer it? And they say we are one. And they have their people who answer the same names with them, speak the same language with them, have the same culture with them. They have not gone to join with them to become one. There are Fulanis, and as a matter of fact, they came from Fritajalon Mountain in Guinea. Let them go back there and become one with their people. They are even aliens in this contraption called Nigeria. They came here. So we are not one. Let nobody deceive anybody. So when people are like Atiku said, they should come and help them. Help them for what? The fact, the truth, is that Nigeria has been a terrorist state. Let it be told. The terrorists, those who are terrorists in Nigeria, who have turned it to a terrorist state since 1960, because they terrorized Western Nigeria, they wanted to take it over. They terrorized us. By the time 1970 came through, they have taken over everywhere. They are terrorists. It's just because the instrument of governance left their hands when Jonathan came in. That is why they became the real terrorists that they are. But before, when they were in government, they were the terrorists, terrorizing every other person. But because Jonathan came from somewhere else, he's not grounded in terrorism as they are. That is why they have now come out for what they are, terrorists. They close their faces. They want to force us now from the backyard, because they wanted to use the instrument of governance to force us. They took over our schools. They took over our school curriculum. They were teaching us useless history that had nothing to do with us. But now the instrument of governance has left their hand. They reverted back to what they really are. Terrorists. They cover their faces. They say, I must become a Muslim. I must practice Sharia. Let them go and tell that to anybody. We know that Atiku is being clever by half. We know that the likes of him, that is what they do. They lie through their teeth. They lie and lie and lie. People who are not conscious will begin to think that their lies has become the truth. and their lies have become the truth. So that is why I will not take Abubakar Tiku serious, and I hope that no government, no international government, take him serious. That is that for that. And again, we talked about victims of bomb blast demonstrating in Abuja. Well, that goes to show what Nigeria is. The good suffers for the bad. That is the way Nigeria is. You see the good people suffering for the bad. Nigeria is calling the terrorists, the people who have bombed them and killed them and destroyed their properties and their inheritance. Government is calling them to come and negotiate. But these ones, I'm sure many of them don't have roof over their heads and nobody cares. That is how unjust Nigeria is. And that is where some people want us to remain in. That is a country they say we should remain in. A very unjust country. Country that you remain in, you gain nothing from it, but you lose everything. You lose your property, you lose your life, you lose your land, you lose your natural resources, you lose everything. You lose your common sense. That's where they want us to remain in. We won't remain there. That is the injustice that the entity called Nigeria is. That is what Nigeria is. They will call bombers for amnesty and dialogue, but never will they call the people to redress them, to pay them, to help them overcome their trauma. No, nobody cares about them. Well, it's nothing new. We have suffered it. We have been suffering it since 1967. So we may not even feel for them, because as a matter of fact, we are still in it, suffering it. Where some people will come and lord it over others, deal with them, and nobody cares. We are massacred in the north, massacred everywhere. We are killed, 3.5 million people died in the war. Who have called us to redress us. Instead, they took our money from the bank, they took our salaries, they took our pensions and gratuities, they seized them, they boast that they did not take any loan to prosecute the war. And I say, how can you take a loan when you stole all our money? What loan do you need when you stole the money of Biafrans to use to prosecute the war? So that's what Nigeria has been, a place of injustice, a place of wickedness, a place of evil, where the good suffer for the bad. Because of that, Atiku should go and sit down. Nobody should listen to him. And again, talk about Khan asking the defense minister, national security advisor, to resign. Well, let him continue to ask them. But what about the man who employed them? He has sacked some people in the past. What is he waiting for? Let him sack them. If they refuse to resign and they are spoiling his work, let him sack them. Let him continue to sack until he gets people who will do his bidding, who will do what he wants. But no, he wants to pamper them. He wants to show them that he is their friend. That he is their friend, so that they will vote for him in 2015. And I laugh. They will vote for him. So I think that is where I will have to drop it now. That's where I will drop it now.
Right, thank you very much, Imam Madabuchi. We will go to Obioma Ebere to give us his opinion and perspective on the news item we have read. Obioma, are you hearing me, please?
Yeah, I can hear you, Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. The world is listening.
Anyway, I don't have much as it concerns the news item. Imam Adwabuchi has spoken, and I think he said most of the things I had intentions of saying. But I would just like to redirect all our listeners to Radio Biafra London Facebook page. Many people have been saying a whole lot of things about the director, about the editorial board of Radio Biafra, how we run an authoritarian system, and not allowing people to hear their view. There was a committee that was set up some days ago, last week, and this committee, they are ready now to kickstart what they were meant to do, which is reconciling and knowing about all these grievances which people have been talking about. So anybody listening now, I'm not a member of the committee, but I was instructed to bring out the information and the model that which all these people will submit, that is anyone wishing to make his or her own opinion heard, not by the director Nnamdi Kanu, but by the members of the committee, making their opinions known, whatever their grievances are. Then it would be nice, at least the committee has the duty of looking into their grievances, proffering solutions, and seeing how everybody works hand in hand. So this is just a clarion call once more for people, so that all these things that brings about rancor of every sort will just be avoided. Then we will all get towards achieving our aim, which is total liberation from the abomination called Nigeria. Please, the whole contact details are there on a pinned on our Facebook page. Anybody that has any grievances, anything that he or she wishes to just submit. Some people are saying their calls can't get through. They have things to say, but they can't get through on air. So this is an avenue of putting them in writing, and please kindly supply your name and your location where you are writing from. If possible, your telephone contact, so that you might as well be contacted. Uchebe, for this is all I have to say. Imam Adwabuchi has already said almost everything I have to say, so there is no need of repeating. Thank you very much, and I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of Mazi Obiomembere from Sweden. We will of course be going back to him as time goes on. Let us go to Barrister Imamezu and get his views and opinion on the discussion so far, the news item and other things. Barrister?
Yes, Uchamafo, thank you, and good evening once again. I hope I'm streaming very well.
Yes, go ahead, Barrister.
Thank you. Thank you, Imam Madaguchi, and why the way you speak, and Obiomebere. Thank you. Obiomebere is the personal secretary to director, and you have given us the information of what to do if we need any complaints or if anything to be done. Obiomebere, thank you for your directions, and I hope people adhere to your instructions accordingly. Here already, Biafra Kimetwo is the chairman, as always, on our PM. And of course, Dr. Engineer Iran last week says that director may not be appearing as everybody might be expecting him to. So we have his secretary instead, and of course, we have his deputy, Uchemefo Ngugua, who is, and of course, sitting and ensuring that Radio Biafra continues to broadcast on a daily basis. We thank all of you for all your contributions, and we thank all our listeners for their impending contribution as well. For my own contribution here, I'm sure those who've been listening to Radio Biafra do know about my own views when it comes to Radio Biafra and what we stand for. The House of Lady Boko Haram, all of them, they are very slimy, very deceitful, very cunning. That Biafran, Imam Madaguchi, you keep saying spices of Islam. I will take you further down. Since 1945, Biafrans have been killed, butchered, massacred, decapitated, if you like. It's not since 1967, since 1945. You are talking about 20 years and above, or more. that our people have been destroyed, yet Biafrans can never be destroyed. We can never be defeated. But people once told the Nigerians that Biafra is an ideology, just like we've been telling good luck, Jonathan and his people, that you can never defeat Boko Haram. It's an ideology. They believe in Sharia law. And that is why there is no reason why all of us should be thinking together. We should not. It's unfortunate, look at the British people put us asunder by putting Christianity and Muslim together. Yes, they cannot admit or allow the Turkish people to join the European Union. It's called double standard, hypocrisy. Benzu was actually created to be a pariah, a dumping place where people will come and steal and go scot-free without anybody being taken to court. But here in United Kingdom, whatever you do, you face the full square of the law. But in the zoo, everybody can steal, kill, and get away with it without any query to why you did what you did. But Biafra is coming, where every Bere Ukobere live and let live is slated. Where there is respect for mankind, where women are treated even more equal than men, unlike Sharia law, where women are relegated to the bottom of the list of any particular organization or agenda, if you like. Biafra land is a place where law is equal to everyone, regardless of your status, regardless of who you are in life. Sharia law is a place where men only rule and women have no stake. There is no way you can put together, marry together, darkness and light. It will never suffice. And that is why, no matter what article on this or his counterparts proclaim or preach or seek, there should not be any kind of resolution between Biafra and an imitation. That contraption called Nigeria is a contraption. Biafra was existing 500 years prior to the creation of that zoo. Today, who are the people suffering? Because we refuse to comply, because we refuse to capitulate, because we refuse to obey the evil creation of that Nigeria. That is why the Africans are suffering wherever they are. But we are Republicans in nature, whereby every Biafra man or woman questions everything. We are not OAS members. We question everything we see. Because it is now in our nature to investigate, to find out what is amiss. We can never be Yorubas that will prostrate. Neither shall we be the houses that will always rank as easy. The Africans, we question everything. This is why it is very vital, absolutely important, that Biafra was come, so that we will carry on in our ways of life. And that is why yesterday when I spoke, I said, all of you, whatever you have against anybody, you first to restore Biafra. When you have your own house, fight. At the end of the day, you go back home. If you stay outside and fight, at the end of the day, you will remain outside. Fellow Biafrans, those who are wishing to complain, those who have already complained and those who are still planning to complain, dismiss all your silly, stupid attitude, it does not matter at this time. When Biafra comes, then there is a reason for you to complain. It is nonsensical for you to bring anything on board whilst we are trying to restore Biafra. What does it matter if you complain? Now, if you complain, so what? You are abroad. You are not in your homeland. So after complaints, what is next? But go back home and complain. Then the elders will hear you. It's a shame, dear friends, that we are trying to bring ourselves together and some cheap, functional, foolish individuals are trying to distort, destroy, decapitate what Metro Biafra has instituted. Without Metro Biafra, we will still be in darkness. Metro Biafra, organized and led by a capable hand, Director Nunez de Cairo, the commander-in-chief of Biafra, brought about with Uche Metola, brought about the awareness why Biafra has to be restored. The Bible says, a wise man builds his wife, builds his house, only a foolish one destroys it. A wise person will build their own house. A wise person will build his house. But a foolish one will destroy it. Biafra, take note. When you see a Biafra man or woman trying to destroy Biafra, that we are clamoring to death. That person can only be described as foolish, idiotic. But a wise person, regardless, will keep calm until peace is restored. Only before complaints. This is a military rule, but we're not in the military rule. This was a try in the book of Babylon, the Proverbs. Do not dam the bridge before you cross it or after you cross it. Dear friends, if you are intelligent enough, fight against Biafra, then whatever complaints you have will be registered intelligently. For now, anybody clamoring for any agitation, for any reputation of anything is being foolish, because Biafra is paramount to anything you want to report. I urge all of you, use your brains. Unless you want to remain and be ruled and cajoled, next time a talk of by Alpha Fulani Boko Haram, the young ones are there, they're all over the places. They even join you to listen to Radio Biafra. They are watching. And of course, the British will not allow you to get Biafra because the interest is there. They want your oil. You carry on dividing yourself and carry on calling and quarreling. Who are you doing? You are deceiving yourselves. I tell you this evening, the 4th of November, 2014. If you carry on the way some of you are carrying on, most of you will die in exile. And for those who believe that Biafra has to be restored and must be restored. Chukwu Abiyama will protect and guide all of you. Put on the floor, I think I've spoken enough. I've had my total charge to go overboard. I remain here. Good evening.
Thank you, Barrister, for that. That was the voice of Eminem Barrister, Lord Barrister Imam Mezu. And of course, saying it the way it is. We are also going to look at the news coming from Biafra land about our brothers Biafra Zionist movement led by Ben Onwuka, and who are currently in detention. We are of course reliably told that the Nigerian security agencies did not arraign them in court, on the day they were supposed to, and that there is general apathy among the so-called Biafrans, including those who say that they are fighting for the interest of Biafrans, will be asking questions. What kind of Biafra are we looking for? Is it a Biafra of siege mentality, a situation where a group of people believe that every other person is against them? Why can't we as Biafrans come together and fight for the release of our brothers, imbibe them, and then after that we begin to look into what happened? Why can't we all come together and do one good thing, one sensible thing, which is to stand shoulder to shoulder with our brothers, imbibe them, who are currently being detained? The simple reason why we must do this is that Boko Haram is killing a lot of people, maiming our people, and the Arewa Consultative Forum, the politicians in the north, the retired military generals, the retired army generals who have ruled Nigeria before, the Sultan of Sokoto, are all coming out to defend Boko Haram, who are killing and maiming and slaughtering human beings like animals on the streets of Northern Nigeria. They say all these things with impunity. What is our people doing? What are we doing? Why are we behaving the way we are behaving? Why do we take joy in the suffering of our brothers and sisters? It is very pathetic. I will go to Imam Mada Abuchi at the moment to give us the news he has as regards that. And then after that, of course, if we have any other thing to say along that line, we will say. Before then, our line will soon be open. If you wish to make any contribution, it is not by force. You are not compelled. But just in case you want to call, please call +447 448 109 411, +447 448 109 411, or +447 440 531 583, +447 440 531 583. We are also on Skype, and the available Skype channel online at the moment is Radio Biafra 1. We will now go back to Mazi Mamadu Abuchi to give us a news update on our brothers in Bizaden who are in detention and who were not arraigned in court as we expected. Emma, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uchi, I'm hearing you.
Right.
I'm hearing you, and I don't know whether you hear me.
Yes, go ahead, loud and clear. We're hearing you, please.
Hey. Yes, before I comment on that of BZM members, I want to talk about what Ibam Mezu just spoke of now. When I said that Nigeria is a terrorist state, what I meant is that it became really fully a terrorist state in the hand of the North. Yeah, as a matter of fact, in the hand of the House of the Fulanese in 1960, 45, 50, 55, they were still struggling to make sure that they would hold on to it, that they grab it. But by the time they deceived us that they were given independence, they actually give them the instrument of state by 1960. So they had the power to do anything, and they began to terrorize everybody. That's what I meant when I said that they became completely a terrorist state by 1960. And that what is happening now is that because that instrument of governance has left their hand. It's in the hand of Goodluck Jonathan, who I do not know whether he knows how to use it, even to terrorize them back. That is why they are now struggling, and they have come out to show themselves as real terrorists by covering their faces and confronting the state. That's what I meant. But in that of our brothers, members of Biafran Zionist Movement, led by Benjamin Onwuka. He was supposed to appear in court on Thursday, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen because the Nigerian government, the Attorney General of the country, who is, I think, Mohammed Aduke, did not appear in court, or none of his men came. They were supposed to arraign the men, but they were at large. Nobody saw them. So the men were not arraigned. And that is to tell us that these were people who had been arrested and detained since 4 months ago, more than 4 months ago, without trial, without anything, they were arrested. The Nigerian government had held them incommunicado. Nobody could speak with them. Nobody knew where they were. Up to this point, that Civil Liberties Organization, CLO, the foremost civil rights group in Nigeria, took them to court, took the Nigerian government to court, to release the men if they do not have any reason to hold them. And of course, Amnesty International too had a hand in forcing the hand of the Nigerian government to try them. That was why they brought them out. They said they were going to try them. So they brought them from Abuja to Enugu. You know, the alleged offense was said to have been committed at Enugu, but they arrested them and took them to Abuja, away from the scene of the supposed crime. So after the agitations by these civil rights groups, they said they were going to try them, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen, but then it's expected, because that's their usual way. That's Nigeria's usual way. That's the usual stunt they play when they believe that a case, they do not really have a grasp of a case, that a case is really against them. That is what they do. They continue to postpone it. They continue to dodge it. They continue to adjourn it. And in the process, two or three things happen. And of course, that is intentional, as a matter of fact, adjourning, continuous adjournment. You know, believe human rights, to the Nigerian government to court, perhaps they didn't know who those people were, they didn't know what Nigeria can do. And they have been in court for more than 2 years now. That is the way Nigeria is. So when they continue to dodge cases like that, look for any flimsy excuse not to come to court, two or three things is the main focus. The first is to see how the evidence could be tampered with to give the desired result for them. That's one of the reasons why those things are. Of course, you know that it is said that justice delayed is justice denied. And these are some of the reasons, some of the ways justice could be denied. Because a lot of things happen along the way that will perhaps destroy the evidence or render them, bring them to the advantage of the government. The other thing is that it is to break the spirit of the people, to break the spirit of the men, the fighting men, the freedom fighters. Because when these things begin to happen, especially in our part of the country where you have people who call themselves Igbo leaders, but they don't care about the people they claim to lead, that they took one of yours and illegally dump him in detention without trial for 4 months, and you did nothing. Instead, you're playing the ostrich, running around, say you are campaigning for 2015. What would such men do? Their spirit will be broken. They may give up. So that's one of the intentions, to make sure that their spirit is, that they break their spirits from the fight. Remember also that was the same thing they did with Owazirike. Before we know it, he sold out. They kept him there for, I think, more than 2 years. His members, Mason members, fought and demonstrated. At the time, they were demonstrating all over Nigeria. And of course, you know our friends, we call them friends or enemies, BBC. They never reported one day. These people demonstrated everywhere in Nigeria. They demonstrated because of the arrest of Owazirike. No foreign media reported it. That is the way it was. And so, that is intention, to make sure that they continue to hold the person, so that the person's spirit breaks down, or they'll be able to compromise the person. they'll be able to compromise, and it's okay, let's just leave it. Let's just leave it at that. At the appropriate time we fight. So that is it. That is the reason why that they do that. So Nigerian government has continued with their usual stunt. They did not appear in court. They were supposed to arraign somebody in court. They did not appear. They adjourned it till next month. So we wait to see what will happen. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, can you repeat the dates that they put next month?
It's next month.
You don't remember the date, okay.
I don't remember that. I don't want
yes.
to...
Yes. Yeah, it's okay. But, you know, one worrying aspect of this whole thing is that, and just like you have said, there are people within the Biafra family who claim that they are representing the interests of Biafrans, be they Human Rights Initiative, for instance, but they have refused to make any representation on behalf of BZM, claiming that they violated Nigerian law, that they are not law-abiding citizens of Nigeria. And they also claim that BDA Human Rights Initiative, that BZM members are not card-carrying members of BDA Human Rights Initiative. And then you begin to ask yourself, what are we actually fighting for? That you are not a citizen of Nigeria. You are not a citizen of Nigeria, and that is why, you know, you cannot be represented. Uche. And you ask yourself, what is Green Human Rights Initiative standing for?
Uche.
Yes.
The civil liberties organization that took the Nigerian government to court, we are BZM members, KAKARI members of CLO. They were not.
That is it.
The Amnesty International that lent their voice and forced Nigeria's hands to start prosecution. BZM members, are they part of Amnesty International? They are not. So that argument does not follow. It does not gel at all. You don't fight for human rights because some people are your members. You fight it because it's a universal truth. The people have certain rights, and if you are there to fight for those rights, you fight for it. And for the mere fact that they are your people, and we come to think of it, which is sorry to cut you off for this long.
Yes, go on.
We come to think of it. The Human Rights Initiative that is complaining, are there the courts to determine who is right and who is wrong, who has broken the law and who has not? You ask them to take them to court. Let the court decide whether they have broken the law or not. It is not for them to determine who is breaking the Nigeria's law. So I think those people are not sincere with what they are doing. Sorry, they are not sincere.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We want to use this opportunity to urge all indigenous citizens of Biafra to render every support that they can individually and collectively to our brothers in BZM, because their pains are our pains, their worries are our worries, their joy should be our joy as well at this auspicious moment in history, at this time of need. In this moment of need, we must do something we can. We must do everything humanly possible to support them and to, of course, give them every moral support and other support that are necessary for them to be brought, if Nigerian government feels that they have committed any offense, for them to be put through the due process of the law. But I have never seen where a freedom fighter is an obedient citizen of a country that is oppressing him or her. And it is very, very pathetic that our people, the level of apathy among Biafrans is appalling. Not to talk of those who are driven by envy and jealousy and hatred of unfathomable proportion. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. We will be back in a minute.
This is a clear call to all indigenous people of Biafra in Chukwu Abiyama with the band.
Yes, this is still Radio Biafra live broadcast. A quick announcement here that I am having difficulties taking calls. But I'm trying to put, trying to make every effort to put this right. In that circumstance, I will go to Barrister Eba Mezu to get his opinions on what has been said so far. Barrister, are you hearing me? No, I don't know what is happening here. I will go to Mazi Obioma Ebere to give us his opinions on what we have been discussing so far. Obioma, are you hearing me? Yes, that is that's the problem we are facing here. I will try to rectify this. We are having one or two issues taking calls.
This is a clear call to all indigenous people of Biafra in Chukwu Abiyama with the band.
Ebe nebe di no no cannot, o cannot to ne no na na ma.
Anambra ni kwana Biafra land. Biafra land ni banyo, ebe chuku kereke birino. Biafra land ni mo, obodo chuku gozi rina gozi. Eba ukengala, ebe chuku kere wenyanyo. Biafra land ni atomu hum, na ina manogo danyo.
Yeah, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We've been trying to see if we can rectify what the issue is. I don't know whether Barrister Imamez is hearing me. Barrister, if you are hearing me, please give us your opinion on issues so far, please.
You've been placed on hold.
I don't know what is happening. Is Barrister placing me on hold or what? Obioma, are you hearing me, please?
Confirm you can hear me.
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I've been receiving a lot of messages and calls as it concerns the information I gave out. A lot of people want to be given their own opinion and grievances on phone. But like I said, please, kindly read through very, very well. The information is there. We want all this information in writing so that we will know what is the grievance, what are the opinions of individuals, not like calling me and dropping this information on phone. And please, we just want it in writing so that the committee will have a material to work with, know what these grievances are, and from there they take it up. So please, I will just, unless if anybody have something separate that has to do with, that has nothing to do with what we've pinned on our Facebook page, then the person may call and their information or any other information might be given. But whenever it concerns this, please kindly follow the directives on the Facebook page. Thank you. That's all I have for now, Uche.
Yes, thank you very much, Mazi Ebere, for that. Let us still see if Barisa Imamezu is there. No, Barisa is not there. Caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. Let me see if this call will get through. Otherwise, we will still have some interlude. The caller on Skype, are you hearing me? The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please. Yeah, this is worrisome. This is worrisome.
We are friends all over Asia. Any lasting mama. We are friends in Europe. Asikwa mukelegio. Makaneto di kenango mere me. Ike gadi mozo.
Let's go back to Barrister. Barrister, are you hearing me now?
Yes. Yeah. So very sorry for all the intermittency. Of course, when it comes to Biafra, anything can go in and at the same time go out. I'm sure I'm transmitting, am I?
Yes, Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, before Wokukua, you are always on board. I heard what our brother, Imam Adabuchi, my mistake, what he says, what he was trying to say, and of course trying to relate to what I said earlier. But in any case, we are speaking from the same issues. The Afrans take the same opportunity as before to advise all of you and to make it clearer, if I haven't made it before, that Radio Biafra is established or was established under the auspices of Director Nnamdi Kanu, whom will lead us to the restoration of Biafra. This will not change. If we try and fail, then there will be a change. But I tell you this, we will not fail. We will never fail through Chukwu Abiama. And I must also say, my people, fellow Biafrans, whatever you're doing, in any situation you are, no matter what you do, no matter how you couple yourself, no matter how you handle yourself, people will always criticize you. It is normal. It is advisable. It is acceptable. But the fact will still remain this. Director Nnamdi is our headmaster. He will lead us through to this. Obstacles will be on our way. We will have tribulations, we will have trials. But those who endure with us will get Biafra with us. It is too early to start asking questions, to start looking for answers. But you guys engaged me last night on Facebook. I am not a fan of Facebook, but from time to time I always go in to know those who want to be my friends. I don't care. If you want to be my friend, I will admit you, providing your face is in your Facebook. If you put a cartoon or a cow or you put so many faces in your own Facebook, I will admit you. I go there to admit friends. We share ideas, we share information. Some group of guys against me last night, they want to know, is Director real? And I answered them, Director Nnamdi is real. He is the commander of Radio Biafra and of the entire people of Biafra. Without Director Nnamdi Kanu, we will not hear about America interview. We will not hear about any Asia interview. We will not talk about any other thing. All the things we have done here on Radio Biafra. Throughout Obasurike was there, nothing was changed. Radio Biafra has done a lot. And of course, our people, we are never grateful. We are the way we are, but again, that is part of us. The only time we will notice a change is when that particular change comes in to be effected. And I assure you this, the Biafra restoration has been written, and if you like, rewritten by Chukwu Abiama. I will ask all of you, keep down whatever grievances you have, letter writing, email writing, Facebook reputation, all these things, drop them. When you challenge somebody, you give that person the opportunity to prove themselves either senior or past. But I tell you this, fellow Biafrans, Radio Biafra, with our excellent record, will bring about Biafra restoration. It's guaranteed. Having said that, we will still face obstacles. We expect that. We anticipate it. But please, if you are genuinely seeking for restoration of Biafra, make our job less stressful. Give Director Nnamdi Kanu the chance to operate. Stop all this email. Stop all this Facebooking. Stop all this trash gossiping here and there. It will never help our cause. Biafrans, if we fail this time, Boko Haram Fulani will fry us like Akko. Akko is a fly that comes during rainy season. Which is metaphor? I don't know how else I can put it. That Biafra, you've seen what is happening. Our people are being killed. And the first thing is, Biafrans are not even allowed to take their corpses. Our people are buried in the north, bury them in a mass grave, which is an abomination in our culture. We have to be careful. Biafrans, be careful. Do not be too stupid. After 100 years of amalgamation, plus, we are still the same way. I understand. Most of the time I come to your rescue. Most of the time I keep excuses for Biafrans. I am not giving excuses because I am a dunce. I'm giving excuses because Biafrans have gone through a lot. Even up to now, some of our people don't know their right to their left. Confusion all over the places. But remain resolute for the restoration of Biafra. Czechoslovakia, we are together. Now you have Czechs. You have Vakia. Moscow was part of USSR. Moscow has been defining far places, including Ukraine. You used to have Ethiopia. Now you have Eritrea. Somalia. You used to have Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia has been divided. You see, the problem, and that's why the Hausa Fulani always have a go at Igbos is a shame. Igbos, I repeat, is a shame. Why can our own be different? Look at all of us. Those who have been amalgamated with other countries, they've all split. Because what cannot be can never be. All of them are divided. You will not hear them quarreling and cursing one another. Look at how something like Boko Haram is basing on our money. Atiku, Buhari, Babangida, did you hear any Hausa Fulani man? Look at Pete. How much are we contributing? There is another day and second day. Shame on the Afrans. We haven't even gotten anything. And we are clamoring for pittance. But Babangida, even when the late Umaru Diko stole our billions and brought to the United Kingdom, no single house of any man condemned this guy. Look at the Europeans. They steal our money. Even their foreign officers, they'll be giving money to pay others. They bring it here. Nobody will hear Yoruba man criticize another Yoruba man. The Afrans, yes, we know too much. And our knowing too much is putting us into trouble. Do not allow your knowing too much to stop us from getting the Afra. Which is before I am reaching at the point where I can become emotional. I want to stop here, please. Thank you, Chemefo.
Thank you, Barrister, for that. That was Barrister Mames, of course. We are still on this broadcast, and we want to warn ahead of time that we are having difficulties taking calls, but that does not prevent you from trying. We must see what we can do, and that is just what we are doing after this timeout. Mm-hmm. Yes, let us try and see if we can take this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, sir.
Right, welcome to the program, and for the benefit of our listeners, please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. I'm Ferdinand Mwoli, sir. Calling from Port Harcourt City, Nigeria.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and make your point, please.
Okay. I want to appreciate you people for the good work you guys are doing out there. And by the special grace of God, we're going to that everything guys are putting on will work out. As you guys are informing us here, we want to know more about what is happening and how we here can also be involved in the struggle, because we so much believe in our freedom. We believe in Africa, we believe in you people.
Yes, are you asking me a question?
Yeah, I said we would like to know exactly what is going on and how we here we can also belong and know what is happening.
Yes, we have in this people of Biafra in Biafra land, even in Port Harcourt, in River State where you are. You haven't heard about them?
Well, I've not heard about them in a kind of a serious activities like that.
You haven't heard about serious activities, but you've heard about them, or you haven't heard about them at all?
I've not heard about them.
Okay.
I'm strong and I heard that from, or heard anything about them.
Yeah, so we have in this people of Biafra, in different parts of Biafra land, an impact in different parts of the zoo called Nigeria. And so even in Port Harcourt, Igwota, we have IPOB family there. And so what you need to do is, are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
You're on Facebook? Can you send me a message on Facebook, or you give me your own ID and I will send you. You can send me a message here on Skype and I will take it up.
Okay, is it my Facebook account?
Yes.
My Facebook account?
Yes.
Okay, I will send it to you.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, God bless. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. When we come back, we will be going to ending this program. I will be going to Barisi Mamezi, to Maazi Mamadu Abuchi, and Maazi Obioma Barrett, for them to give us their closing remarks, because, of course, the calls are not flowing. The calls are not flowing. It is a difficult one. And I'm struggling here.
If I need a jugula nayamuria, if I need a jugula nayamuria, Musia Nenua, if I am a ruana, Sasivani Rotuku Nayamuria. Never in
tinye ifeanyị na akwụkwọ ifeanyị wee jebe akwụkwọ. Ifeanyị nọ n'ụlọ akwụkwọ, ifeanyị na-akụzi akwụkwọ dịka o si wee dị one na one.
Let us try and see if we can take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the phone, are you hearing me? No, there is an issue here, and of course, like I said, we must proceed to ending this program. We must proceed to ending this program. I will first of all go to Imam Madabuchi for him to give us the summary of what he has to say, and of course proceed to give us his closing remarks. They are still calling, but when I pick it, it doesn't go. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, Richard.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the program. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Jofo Alitibe. I come from Okigwe, in the Biafra land.
Right, welcome to the program, Jofo, and of course, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a while since I phoned last. I just want to say I thank God for what is happening and how you guys are handling the situation very effectively. No matter what anybody will do or will try to do, whether abroad or in Biafra land, they will fail. They are going to fail if they haven't failed yet. They will fail. And God forgives them. When we get down there, they are not going to have it as they think they will. Because one by one, there will always be a judgment day. They should understand that. Because any of them who thinks they can sell us for one naira because they want to make money out of Biafra. Now Biafra is become a personal enterprise that they can use to for their selfish ends. I don't get it when people who I thought that we are human beings before with some sense has become so disgusting, so very, in fact, I don't know, I don't have the adjective to qualify them. But one thing I can tell them is, there is always a judgment day, whether they like it or not, and there will not be a hiding place. I have seen a lot of rubbish on Facebook by people who don't have any sense, who don't have any shame, no honor. But one thing is certain, Radio Biafra has come to stay. Radio Biafra is going to change, is going to restore Biafra, is going to change Africa, is going to change the world. Whether the world is going to accept it or not, then we have to learn to accept it.
This is a promise, and
it's from Chukwu Abiyama.
Yes.
So I thank you so much, my brother. Thank you, and thank Barrister Mambezu, Engineer Aya, Obido Bienu, for all the fantastic girlfriends all over the place fighting hard for this to be done. And some idiots have chosen to make themselves miserable, not us. we are going to succeed. The Biafra is there already. It's for us to resurrect it. It's never gone anywhere before. Biafra is always in there. So this is not we are not begging anybody. But the time will come when, whether anybody likes it or not, it will resurrect. It's just a matter of time. And the time is fast approaching. Thank you so much, my brother. And God bless you. And bless all your friends all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I say amen to that. And may God bless you also. Bless your family. I can hear the children talking in the background. May God bless you and all of them, and indeed the family of Indizapulo Biafra, where you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are reaching you from London, and we have had some level of difficulties taking calls, and like I've said, we must proceed to ending this program. The calls are coming at this last minute, but I am not going to insist on taking them, because yes, I'm trying to wind down. I will go to Maze Imam Madabuchi at the moment for him to give us his closing remarks, and then we will proceed to going to Mazu Biamaibera and then Barisi Mamizu. Brother Madabuchi, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uchi, I'm hearing you.
Right, okay. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, before I close, I want to remember one thing I didn't say about BZM members. I was interviewing somebody who was in Amnesty International office in London. You know what he told me? He said that when he got there, he didn't know, he had even forgotten that these men were still behind bars. They were still in detention. And when they were telling him, they were just laughing. And do I know why they were laughing? They said they did not understand there are still countries, places in this world where they would detain people without trial for four months. See, they didn't know that there are still crude places like that. So he was so ashamed of himself. So that is what we have become. In our plot, in our plans, in our wickedness to hold people down, we have made ourselves laughing stock of the whole world. And we call ourselves country. So which I will close here now by reminding our people that we are not doing anything that is illegal. We are not doing anything that is inhuman. We are doing everything that makes us human beings. That is why we are here. One, we never asked to be part of Nigeria. Two, we were forced into Nigeria. Three, even when we wanted to get out in 1967, we were also forced back by force of arms. More than 3.5 million people were killed. Of our people were killed. Our flesh and blood were murdered. You know, I lost my father. I know I lost my kid sister. So, it is not fairy tale. We have nothing in common with those who call themselves fellow Nigerians with us. And we have not benefited anything from this union. People come together to stay in one place or to form countries or to form unions, to form confederations or federations, because there are something to gain in being big. But we have not gained anything. Instead, there have been plots to annihilate us. So that is why we are fighting, and we will not give up. Thank you, Biafrans, and thank you, the world, and thank you, all people who are listening to us, both our friends, our enemies. For you to find time to listen to us, I say thank you, and good night.
Thank you very much, my brother. That was Brother Imam Madayabuchi, from the heart of darkness, Lagos, Nigeria. And we'll go to Mazu Biomaibere at the moment for him to give us his closing remarks as well.
Yeah, hello. Uche, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. Conclusively tonight, Fellow Biafrans and lovers of freedom worldwide, this is Obioman Namdi Ebere from Sweden. I will just like to, like my brother Imam Madu Abuchi said the other time, we Biafrans should know what we want and we should know how to get in it. To the best of my own knowledge, IPOB and RBL, Radio Biafra London and the editorial board have been championing this cause in the best way so far. So I just implore everybody to leave all grievances, all grudges, all hate, any kind of thing that we want to derail us or draw the hands of forwardness back. I would just want everybody to join this so that we can achieve what we have set out to achieve. Therefore, I will conclude here tonight that in the best of Biafrans, for the interest of all those that died defending our right and freedom, and for us to exist as people, I will just enjoin everybody, please contribute all your own effort, regardless of how small you may think it is. No knowledge is, every knowledge is important here now. Every advice is needed. Every effort is needed. So, tonight, I'm handing over back to you, Ucheme, for hoping and believing that our efforts and all our might will not just be in vain while we are striving very hard to restoring our dear homeland, which is Biafra. I wish everybody good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night until I'm able and opportune again to participate in the live broadcast. I wish everybody good night from Sweden. Thank you very much, Uche, and good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was Mazi Obioma Ebere from Sweden. We thank you very much. Thank you. Let us go to Barrister Imamezi to get his own opinion, synopsis, and of course, his closing remarks. Barrister?
Thank you, Buffon, for this evening broadcast. You've done your level best, as always. And I've come to our conclusion for the PM edition. And we thank all friends of Biafra and those who support our restoration of Biafra. This evening has been very exciting with all the news. With everything that has been happening as usual, I will say there's nothing extraordinary this evening. It's just like every other day. But the fact is to remain this. Biafra has to be restored. That is my passion. That's my belief. And that is my opinion. Biafra is where we stand. We do not have options. We do not have alternatives. We do not have another place where to go to. If somebody says to you, leave wherever you are and go home, it's only Biafra. Ukani, ukani, ukeni, ukeni. Ours is ours. My own is mine. Biafra is our own. When you call yours yours, it will remain verdict. When you neglect what belongs to you, enemies will trample upon you. Biafra is up to you. We have laid the whole information before you and we've told you how it has to be done. It's up to you to get yourself together. Forget all your quarrels, forget all your animosities, forget all your this or that. You have not seen anything yet. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, the Yorubas have taken whatever belongs to you. Anything that you have at this point in time is pittance. So forget whatever you think you've contributed. I know that all of you and many of you, you've done your best. But do not look at the little things you have done within this short period of time to forget the most massive stuff that you're going to get in the future. If you are clever, you look up to the future without looking at the back. Good evening to all of you. I'm Chukwu Abiamu. Bless and guide all of you, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. I remain here with the Biafra. Tomorrow, of course, you'll still hear my voice until Biafra is restored. Without Biafra, ain't going nowhere. Put your phone. You are my witness. And of course, Chukwu Abiamu is also my witness. Good evening to all of you.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you very much, Barrister. That was the voice of the eminent barrister at law, Barrister Imambezu. Thank you very much. And what else can we say? We have come once more today. This evening, we have deliberated, and it is time to go. This has been the PM edition for the Radio Biafra Live broadcast on this day, the 3rd of November 2014. And we have reached you from London. We ask God Almighty once more never to keep silent over things that concerns the people of Biafra, but to continue to renew us, to continue to revive us, and more importantly, may He help us to restore Biafra. Thank you very much. And from me, your sincere Lieutenant 4, it is good night and good evening once more from London.
Nasikwana.